Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Danny and Dusty.
All right. My rock smashes your scissors.
No, not these scissors, pal.
What?
Special titanium steel alloy developed by NASA for the space program. These scissors that smashed you and rocked the smithereens.
With the latest on the Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and the hottest topics in sports.
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
It's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Hour number three! Danny and Dusty with you. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. It's a good day.
Good. It's a great day.
How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Look, no complaints here. I just spent my entire break selling Oregon State and Oregon name, image, and likeness deals like Dakota Crawford. So
as long as I'm getting my cut.
Yeah. Wait, what?
I was here.
I was just sent this, though, from Andrew Nemec. You know Nemec?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the recruiting show with Andrew Nemec. He's mm-hmm. the director of national recruiting for SB Live. And also, by the way, he will be on primetime today with Suk. He sent me a little linksies here that mm-hmm. Bronny James, who Skip Bayless is trolling, he is about a 50% chance to go to Oregon.
Yeah. That's what I was saying earlier. Oh, sorry, I guess we were talking on air. Oregon, USC, Ohio State, and Michigan, and one other were the teams that were listed.
According to the recruiting prediction machine, which I'm learning right now is a thing at On3 Sports.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it existed.
And spits it out.
Boop, beep, boop, bop, boop, beep. 99.3% chance he goes to Oregon. He would be the 38th overall prospect, number 7 combo guard. And he's the class of 2023. He gets trolled by Skip Bayless. He plays for the Blazers. Is that his high school team?
Yes.
The Blazers?
Yes.
Well, wouldn't that be? And LeBron says he wants to play with him.
Oh.
All right. So 99. Okay, hold on.
That's what the meeting was between Damian Lillard and LeBron James last year.
Let's do the prediction machine. Boop, beep, boop, bop, boop, beep. Oh, 99.3% chance LeBron's a Blazer.
I know for a fact. I'm just guessing also, really.
Me and Charles Barkley both.
If I remember right, Bronny and Mookie Cook are...
Well, Mookie Cook, isn't he playing LeBron James in a movie?
He
about LeBron James?
He did, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well.
So, oh, yeah, they go. Nemec's got it in here. There's also a tie between Bronny James and Mookie Cook, the pair of travel teammates, the North Coast Blue Chips.
Well, there we go. So that would be good for Oregon's recruiting class. Apparently, they're going after Peja Stojakovic's kid, too.
It's not a bad idea to do that. Also, Stojakovic's kid can shoot it.
He's a shooter?
Oh, yes.
All right.
You know, every now and then, the follow-up isn't – they just can't quite live up to it.
Yeah.
Stojakovic's kid can. Boozer's kid can. Bronny probably isn't going to be the best of the bunch.
Yeah.
If his name wasn't Bronny James, if his name was Eldon James, he would probably be like a high 3-star, maybe a 4-star.
Oh, yeah. So the same as the Arch Manning love?
Yeah, but I think Arch is probably a better prospect.
Mm. Yeah, I would agree with that.
And again, yeah. Bronny is going to, I mean, listen, man.
Being a three-star prospect is not a bad thing.
No, Damian Lillard was a three-star prospect.
You know what sucks is when your dad is the best player in the world.
Yeah, you're never going to live up to that. But like this whole like idea of, you know, oh, he's only getting into the league because of his dad. Well, yeah, probably. That's I mean, let's look here locally. Kelgen Blevins was not an NBA player and was on a two-way deal with the Portland Trailblazers for 2 years because...
Oh, who's his cousin?
Damian Lillard's cousin.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, family.
The Antetokounmpo brothers are bouncing around the NBA like crazy because their last name's Antetokounmpo.
Well, and they're seven-foot freaks.
You know, they're physical specimens beyond all belief. But
yeah,
that's
crazy.
They're not really basketball players. Like, they're not high-end guys, but they're in the league because they're
gets them, though, is that everybody is like, yeah, we'll take the Greek kid. He seems good. Nobody knew at the time what Giannis would be. So they're like, maybe this one's the same way.
Yeah, they're like, oh, let's see what happens.
Maybe Thanasis,
he's got a name. It's like Giannis. Let's go with that.
Maybe he gains 40 pounds of just pure muscle
and grows 6 inches
is never an issue off the court. And actually people love him and he is a gay guy that nobody has anything bad to say.
And that's actually happened like his brother. To both or two of the other brothers, Thanasis.
Isn't that awesome?
The genetics in that family are like they should be studied. Like it's insane.
We should
like it,
science.
I mean, really they that whole family was built in a lab. It's terrifying and amazing. Yeah. I love them.
All right. Well, LeBron James kid may 99.3% chance, according to the projection machine. What they're saying is like,
it's done.
Hey, it's 50%. He goes to Oregon. Do you think like Phil Knight's like, look,
his dad's got a shoe deal with LeBron James.
Lifetime like, deal.
It's
lifetime deal.
Let's understand where this is
lifetime deal.
Where this is going.
Lifetime deal.
Honestly, I bet you Bronny goes to Oregon and gets his own shoe.
At Oregon?
Yeah.
That would be a... They would do it for a guy who's like not that good?
Do a one-off for LeBron James' son?
Getting his own shoe, Bronny?
Do you think...
I think that would be a little excessive.
I think they'd do a run of it.
I think that'd be excessive.
They've done more for less.
Man, that would be a hell of a thing. All right, let's get to the sporting world stuff that we have to get to. Trade options in the NBA. A mega trade in the NBA. New teams are emerging for a blockbuster deal. Danny Dusty on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Sham Sharanya of The Athletic with a little nug this today. If you haven't paid attention to the NBA because it's, you know, the summer.
And everybody's on vacation and everybody dipped out.
Yeah. The Utah Jazz are still trying to trade Donovan Mitchell
and
away.
The Knicks are still trying to get him.
That's a big name. That's like a blockbuster deal that is still out. Donovan Mitchell is a damn good player.
Yes, and the Knicks want him, and everybody keeps talking about it. Danny Ainge has no leverage. His leverage is, I'm Danny Ainge.
Oh.
Seriously. It has multiple times.
I think people forget, like, recency bias, geez, it gets us all the time. That bubble playoff series between... was that Mitchell and...
Oh, Murray.
Murray, where they just went back and forth.
50-point heaters, and Mitchell was the better player.
It was crazy.
Yes.
That was crazy. Like, that whole thing, like, they just went shot for shot, throwing haymakers at each other. Even if he can't play a lick of defense, he is electric when the moment asks for it.
If you want to talk about Donovan Mitchell's playoffs, his history...
I do.
Let's go through this real quick.
Okay.
What do you think he averages scoring, assisting, rebounding?
In the playoffs?
In the playoffs, his averages.
Boy. Because he's probably like a 25. He's probably about 25-5 guy in the regular season, right? Is that about what he is in the regular season?
Is
like 25-5 guy?
His career is 24. 4-4.
Okay.
So close.
So I would say then he's probably like 30 points a game, 8 boards, 7 assists.
You're not entirely far off.
Okay.
He's 28-5-5.
Well, that's really good.
And that, for everybody who doesn't understand this, that he's going up across the board when the game slows down.
Yeah.
Here's the insane part. He's 43-37-87 as a high usage guy.
Okay,
in
so
the half
that's
court.
That's his field goal 3 and free throw.
Yes. And he had a bad playoffs last year, which drug his numbers down. He shot 40% in those 6 games.
What a bum.
Yeah, but before that his field goal percentage was basically 45-38-88.
What's his effective field goal percentage in the where it waits, you know, for 3 points?
50. Which is in the playoffs is very good. When teams are trying to take away your top 3 things that you do well.
Dude.
So, just for reference, I'm going to pull up Dame's. Just so people understand what he's accomplishing here.
While you do that, I will just fill people in on what the new news is that the Knicks are still engaged in talks with the Utah Jazz, but the door has opened back up because this is the whole, what you were saying, I'm Danny Ainge.
Yeah.
Conversations have reignited between the Hornets and the Wizards as well.
Yeah, because
for Donovan Mitchell.
They're like, you know what, how do we get somebody to come here? Well, we trade for him because nobody is going to come here in free agency.
Bazinga.
So Damian Lillard is a career 26-5-6.
Okay. 26
so
points,
Donovan
5
Mitchell
rebounds, 6 assists.
Out rebounds him, under assists him, outscores him.
Yeah.
Now, Dame's career shooting numbers are 41-37-88.
Okay.
So Donovan
very
Mitchell
there.
Is outperforming Damian Lillard
in
the playoffs. I will also say that Donovan Mitchell has had significantly better teams around him in said playoffs.
Yeah.
So
and not as many games either.
Let's see. Dana's 61 playoff games. I think Mitchell's like half that.
Yeah. And I mean, like, and that's
40.
He's at 40. That's a lot.
It's not.
Not that. Yeah. I mean, it's like a 20 less. It's pretty big when you've only played 60. But at the same time, you have one down playoff series, and that can hurt your numbers.
And that's the thing, is he does have one down series, and he has one absolutely seven-game series.
Which Jameis had that too, New Orleans,
where he was atrocious. Yeah.
This would be interesting, though, if you're talking about Donovan Mitchell and the prospects of him going to really any of these teams, because Knicks fans seem to think that they're going to get like a fair deal, or they're going to get the better end of a trade. One, for a better player in Donovan Mitchell, and two, against Danny Ainge, which is stupid.
Let's run down the history of transactions that Danny Ainge has lost, shall we? How much time do we have? Can we go through them all?
The ones that he's lost?
Yeah.
I think we just did.
Oh, that's right. They don't exist.
Yeah. But here's the interesting one, right? Where does he fit best? Where would he fit best? Because Washington, if you're pairing him with Bradley Beal, right? You're committing yourself to zero defense.
Uh-huh.
And you would
play, if you're sending him to New York, you're committing to zero defense. Him and Jalen Brunson.
And then in Charlotte,
him and LaMelo Ball, you're committing to zero defense.
With Scary Terry.
I mean, they'd find a way out. They'd move all the non-guard related assets there. I don't know how Charlotte would get involved there, because the whole Miles Bridges thing, they're in a world of hurt. They lost an asset for absolutely nothing, and they are...
The whole Miles Bridges thing is the domestic violence thing?
Where he beat his girlfriend, and he is going to go to jail for a long time. It is bad.
Well, yeah. He should go to jail.
Yeah, no, 100%. No, yeah. I'm not saying it's bad that he's going to jail. It's bad for him. He is going to jail. The NBA and the Charlotte Hornets cannot bring him back.
They won't.
It is egregious.
No.
That's done. So the Hornets are down from the basketball side of things, asset wise. I don't know why Shams is getting both those teams in there. I haven't heard anything along those lines. Not that I'm as connected as him. I just look at that and go, that feels like he's doing some favors.
Well, he's carrying the water for Danny Ainge there.
Sure,
you know, hey Knicks, by the way,
there's other stuff out there.
We know nobody likes your front office, so you can't check this, but the Wizards and the Hornets are interested too.
And it's at least believable in the sense of, like, with the Wizards, they want to keep Brad Beal happy, and maybe him and Don are close. I don't know about that relationship, but I think I've seen some stuff of Don and Beal working out at Black Ops together a couple times. Black Ops gym in New York, for those that don't know.
Yep.
Charlotte.
Which is a Lifetime Fitness.
Yeah.
That's a weird thing.
Yeah, did you not know that?
No. Yeah. Like, they're building one right off Highway 26, and I was like, I noticed on the scoreboard in the Black Ops thing, it's like it says Lifetime on it. I'm like, oh. So it's like just a gym.
It is, but it's...
Yeah.
It's key carded. Well, it's exclusive.
Because they have a cool court.
It is, and it's also the guys who work out in there. I think they rent it out.
Black Ops.
So.
Huh. All right, cool. Donovan Mitchell, though. This will be interesting. Where he's at.
He'll get dealt before the season starts.
Before the season?
Yeah, I think the Knicks will eventually give in.
And I think you said something really interesting at the beginning of this, is that people have been on vacation, fans and executives alike.
Yeah, no.
Now it's when it starts ramping back up.
Literally, like, executives around the league go on vacation for 2 weeks after, like, basically late July, once all the deadlines have passed.
Yeah.
I know a bunch of guys that around the league that have been out of town, and particularly out of the country, for the last 10 days. So not exactly surprising.
All right. 503-250-1080. Probably one of the oddest places to find a punter. Here's Rust.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now. 1, 2, 3. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure.
Shams Charania, Tony Jones of The Athletic reporting the Jazz and Knicks.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
Okay. The tape does say the slip-up did happen. We're going to have to get that shortened down just by you saying the jizz of the Jazz.
The jizzin'.
Yep.
You
care to speak, or are you just turning off your mic for good now?
Man, we talk for a living. Things are going to happen.
Oh, believe me. I have toned the dump instead of toned the bump. Yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
We all have them.
My bruh sounded like boo today.
Yeah. Like, Danny did call a guest boo. What's up, boo?
Tongue just sticks every now and then. It doesn't work.
Okay. Let's see here. I don't even know what I teased. Oh, finding the punter.
Yeah, finding the punter. The bottom of the well. Timmy!
Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss head coach. Up to Lane Kiffin stuff. I've said since he took over at Ole Miss, I love unhinged Lane Kiffin who doesn't give a rip.
Yeah, don't give an F, Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, because I can always go back to Florida Atlantic, make a good living, and win a lot of games. Mm-hmm. Okay? So at Ole Miss, he just doesn't give a rip, including where he's finding his punter, apparently.
Hey, you guys have also added a punter to your roster. Can you talk a little bit about him?
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about him. I think he was down at the frat house, like at a keg party or something, where they got him from. So we got some conditioning work to do with my guy, but we just said, hey, someone go find a punter around campus. And so we found one that actually used to punt in Division I. So you never know.
You never know. The punter he's talking about is Charlie Pollock, who is a rather large feller.
He's the Sebastian Janikowski of punters.
Yeah, he's got a little belly on him. And when they say he is a guy that, used to be a Division I punter, he used to be the punter at Nevada.
And he was a 5-star punter by the kicking service. What's that called?
I have no
God.
Idea.
Kickers. It's like the rivals.com of like kickers.
But then you have Ole Miss says happy rush week from Sigma Tau's newest member, Charlie Pollock. So he did in fact rush a frat.
Cole's kicking. That's what it is.
Cole's kicking.
Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting. 5-star kicker, huh? Mm-hmm. That's like the 5-star long snapper that was down to Alabama and Portland State, and somehow Portland State lost that battle.
I mean, you'd think, it's tough, man.
It was close. It was close. But finding your punter at a frat house, punters are low key great party animals. They're great people. Punters are fantastic. They're not as weird as kickers are. And there is a difference between a punter and a kicker.
And they can run
folks.
The gamut of weirdness. Like, you can get a cool kicker.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a super cool kicker. We had actually a few super cool kickers in college that they like to tie it on. They like to party. But punters are more normal dudes.
They're like the offensive linemen of special teams.
It's odd. They're more normal. Yeah. Like, you have kickers are soccer guys, punters are more football players.
Perfect example, McAfee.
That is a prime example. Prime example. Yeah. If you get a good punter, he's like a relief pitcher. Like, the guys who just sit out in the bullpen, they're a little weird.
Yeah.
And like, they're the most vulgar and kind of blue off people the rail, out there. Yeah. Because they just get lost in their own thoughts and their mind is kind of a dangerous place. Like, kickers are very like, everything's got to be centered. Okay. Everything in my mind has got to be perfect when I go out for the kick because I have to put it through the uprights. Punters are like, so
I'm going to kick the crap out of this thing.
If I deep fried a Twinkie at home, how would I do that? right? How could I inject this food with alcohol? Mm. That's more of your punter. Yeah.
Like I said, they're the offensive linemen of the special teams.
We had a kicker who did both, and he...
Injected his...
No. No. We got brand new white pants, and we were down and playing at Humboldt State.
Oh, no, not the white pants.
And he comes over, and we were on turf, and he comes running off the field, and I go, hey, what happened to your pants? Like, they're brand, first game we've ever worn, these all-white pants. And he's like, oh, man! And he dropped a big ol' F-bomb, and I was like, what happened? Because there was, like, a big brown stain on his knee, and I was like, how did you do, like, we're on turf. Like, this doesn't happen.
Where did this happen, Dad?
Well, he kicked, and he had to make the tackle because they came, got it loose on the sidelines. And he, on his non-kicking leg, instead of a knee pad, he would put his can of chew in there. And because he had to make a tackle, he landed on his can of chew. And it broke his can of chew. So,
and he probably cut his leg.
No, it didn't. His leg was fine. But he was like, oh, man, ruined our brand new all white pants. Because he'd never had that problem before. He'd never really had to make a tackle or had it break if he did.
There's again, my Raider fandom showing here. Have you ever seen the pictures of Seabass on the sideline with a dip in?
No. Oh, that was the thing, is that he because he was a kicker.
Yeah.
He would put an upper in instead of having a mouthpiece.
Oh, no.
So that's why he needed it in his pants.
To make it look like he had a mouthpiece in?
Yes.
Wonderful. Yeah, there's pictures of Janikowski on the Raiders sideline throwing a whole dip in and then wiping his chew-covered fingers on his white pants.
Yeah.
And, like, that's...
That's how they roll.
That's my guy right there.
Yeah. Janikowski is different than in any other.
Yeah, a kicker that can squat a kicker. Volkswagen is a little bit different.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Kickers are awesome. Well, punters are awesome. And the Ole Miss Rebels, they found theirs at the Sigma Tau frat house in Oxford, Mississippi. God bless them all. Here we go. 503-250-1080. Tiger. He shows up for a very important meeting. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Get things done.
Can't wait to see Utah's new team this year. Tiger Woods.
Is there anything sponsored by Trojan?
God, I hate you guys.
Jazz, the Jazz.
Tiger Woods showed up because they're trying to rally the troops, as it is, to put a stop to the LIV.
What did we talk about yesterday in regards to this?
And get everybody on the same page. I don't remember.
The LIV Tour is going to force the PGA to make changes.
Oh, that's always been their goal. And yes, it absolutely already has.
And
prize money going up. Yeah. There have been several other issues that... the LIV has changed. Like, they're creating events that have massive purses, even though they don't really have to do that, because all the LIV did is they're taking that prize money from each tournament out of the money that they gave them to leave the PGA Tour.
But they are being so disruptive and effective at it, which clearly, when you take the number two golfer in the world away, they're clearly being good enough at it, that the PGA is not being slow to react. And I think that this is a marked example when you get the ambassador of golf.
Well, there is not sustainability right now because all they have is just a bunch of deep pockets that aren't making money. They need to eventually start making money.
Do they?
Yeah.
They don't.
That's usually how business works.
They don't really, though.
Why?
Because.
You don't think they're going to want to make money off of it?
I think it's a prestige thing for them.
Yeah, just to buy all of them?
Yeah, legitimately, like, collect them like freaking Hot Wheels. I'm not kidding.
That's weird.
It is, but when you have that much money, you can.
Well, Tiger Woods flew up from Florida up to Wilmington, Delaware, where the BMW Championship is this weekend, part of the FedEx Cup. And he got off his plane with Ricky Fowler. Ricky Fowler was with him, still rocking the mustache, looking good.
Living life, man.
Yeah, and Tiger looked rough walking out. And then Ricky let Tiger drive, which I don't know if I'd do that. But
aren't you supposed to drive your elders?
Yeah, yeah. But Tiger just took the wheel and was like, no, I got this.
Probably shouldn't.
Oh, I don't know about this, Tiger. Anyways, the reason why they're doing it is because the FedEx Cup obviously has the best golfers on the tour right now, right? Mm-hmm. You have to, it's not like anybody can come or you even get a sponsor's exemption.
Your USGA amateur card is not working here.
They're whittling down the best golfers in the world week by week. And obviously these players that are playing in it, minus Cam Smith, who's out with a hip injury. They are all going to be guys that are going to be targets by the LIV Tour. And essentially, they want to get the top 20 players in the same room at the same time to discuss what the PGA Tour can do to advance it and make it better. And just have a think tank and say, all right, guys, if we want to really end all of this and we want to just kind of move forward with the PGA, how do we best do it to answer some of the long questions and I guess issues that have led people to leave? Like, that's why Phil Mickelson said he left, boatload of money too. But he said he wanted significant change to the PGA Tour because they are sitting on a bunch of money. Yep. The players don't feel like they're being treated well because they have to grind for every single dollar that they earn on the tour instead of getting, you know, $100 million, $200 million up front like the LIV will give these guys.
And the other part of this is, beyond this, it's taking away the power structure. You're seeing this across sports in general. The players themselves, the product, as it were, is getting, I don't want to say fed up, but they are definitely looking more at the sense of we want more.
Yeah.
And it's not, with the PGA, I think it's a little bit different with, as opposed to, you know, traditional sports in the sense of like ownership. But instead of the PGA, you have executives who are pocketing probably more than they should be for the product, considering the players are what matter.
They are the product.
In the NBA, you can say that the owners allow this stuff to happen because they invest and they buy arenas and they pay outstanding payrolls. All that. It's singular entities. The PGA is funded by sponsorships.
Yep.
And so the players have said, we've had enough of your crap. We're the product. We want more of the money. Otherwise, we're going to go somewhere where we get more of the money.
And now you have actual good golfers that are leaving. Like,
yes.
I don't want to say this because, like, Phil Mickelson was an outstanding, one of the greatest golfers
ever. He's
still
a name.
Dustin Johnson has been an outstanding golfer. Mm-hmm. Brooks Koepka has majors, right? He plays really well in major tournaments.
Legit names.
Bubba Watson. But these guys aren't at the top of their game right now. The only one that is an interesting one is, you know, the national player of the year in college who got money. But now it's like, well, what is this guy going to do? You know, what is this guy going to be allowed? Because he never had his PGA Tour card. And the whole thing was like, you can leave. You can't leave and come back. But can you leave them to come to the PGA Tour? What are you going to do? Like, what happens in that regard?
They're
right?
They're testing the waters. But then if you go and you steal the number two golfer in the world, fresh off a major win, playing some of the best golf on the planet.
Yeah.
And you take him then, now you're disruptive.
There's a little worry. And that's the whole purpose of this thing is to be a disruptor, right? But at the same token, the PGA Tour, that ruling on the
monopoly.
On the injunction just to have a restraining order against the PGA Tour.
We'll pull that back a little bit.
That is not a good sign for things to come for those LIV golfers. And the PGA Tour may just draw a line in the sand. This meeting that Tiger is doing is a very good idea because you do need to get all of these guys on the same page and say, all right, what does the PGA Tour need to do to satisfy us so nobody else jumps ship and leaves? And then you get a list and all of a sudden we start a negotiation here, which is something that hasn't happened before. The only reason why, you know, prize purses went up is because so much sponsorship money came in because of guys like Jack and Arnie at the beginning. And then guys like Tiger Woods, yes, who ballooned everything up. That is, they need to
the product
raise the purses, treat the players better. Mm-hmm. Because they are the product out there, and the PGA Tour hasn't had to answer to that. Now they do.
They have
now
to.
They do.
And what Liv is doing here is, whether you like it or not, the marketing is significantly more aggressive, guerrilla style marketing. Mm-hmm. Where what are we talking about? Seemingly every, and honestly, every week since I've started this show.
Yep. Yeah.
Would we talk about golf otherwise? No.
Yep. All right. We'll be back tomorrow.
Maybe then we'll talk about the Jazz.
As long as Russ doesn't kill us, apparently.
Thankfully, there's a big old piece of safety glass.
Two.
I'll come busting through there like the Kool-Aid man.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Hopefully, it's the only thing busting.
Up next, you got an SNL edition of Primetime. Andrew Nemec is in. He's the N in that SNL. He'll have more on this Bronny James thing, I think.
Probably.
Right.
He is the one who sent it to us.
Hey, have a great Tuesday. We'll see you Wednesday right here on The Fan.
Bye. I have a lot of hate in my heart.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.